Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. As I record this episode, it's end of October, and I'm now thinking back on some highlights from this year's autumn. For me, one of the most special moments that I recall is when I visited my former housemate in her new house in Nepean back in September. It was a very warm, sunny weekend. She showed me around the house, and then we all went into the huge backyard. And there I saw a few gorgeous plum trees standing full of fruits. We spent some time enjoying picking these plums from the trees and also from the ground. And then I suggested that we make jam out of these beautiful plums. So for the next 2 to 3 hours, my friend and I sat in the garden, cutting the plums into half, unseeding them, and then finally boiling them in a big cauldron with a lot of sugar. It was a very relaxing afternoon, and I must say the outcome was also very successful. We ended up making 2 jars of plum jam. My friend kept one of them, and I brought back home the other one. I actually haven't yet tried my jar, because it feels so special to me. But my friend already tried it, and she said she really loved it. So I'm also looking forward to trying mine in some near future. Speaking of autumn, today I wanted to ask you about your childhood memory related to autumn. Do you have any particular moment that you remember in your heart from your childhood, autumn? Today I'm going to share with you one story from my own childhood related to autumn. Some of you might know about me, but I'm originally from north part of Japan. And in that region, autumn usually lasts from October until late November. And just like eastern Canada, it's also very famous for its beautiful autumn color. So today's story takes place in such a scenery. I hope that you can imagine the autumn air and the autumn color as you listen to today's story. I hope you will enjoy it. Memory of a Fragrant Olive. In the region of Japan where I grew up, October is the season of fragrant olives. Wherever you walk, you'll encounter their subtle, sweet fragrance and their pale orange blossoms. When I was about 9 or 10, there was a period when I walked to school just by myself. As the autumn arrived, I felt delighted to find the fragrant olives on my way to school, often stopping to inhale their wonderful fragrance. They were one of my favorite flowers on earth. One morning, I saw 3 girls walking ahead of me. They were the girls 2 years older than me, who lived close to my house and always went to school together. One of them, who was always lively by nature, stopped in front of one of the fragrant olives and called the attention of the other 2 girls. Behind them, I also slowed down, secretly delighted that somebody else also paid attention to my beloved fragrant olives. She smelled the flowers and exclaimed, "What a good fragrance that was!" I couldn't agree more. Then seeing that the other two girls were not so interested, she took a handful of flowers from the tree and threw them upon another girl's head. They showered on her head like confetti. It was a beautiful scene. The girl who received the confetti was slightly annoyed and started to walk. The lively one chased after her with another handful of orange flowers. Soon, they forgot about the fragrant olive and started to talk about something else. But for the rest of my trip to school, I kept thinking about that fragrant olive. How the girl threw the flowers in the air and how they showered like confetti. To this day, I still think about that morning. As I recall the tiny orange flowers and their sweet fragrance spreading in the air, I hear the girl's exuberant voice echoing through the street. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.